Triple E, the mosquito-borne virus, is in the news, and a number of area towns are getting sprayed by the state. We're going to find out what's happening in Plymouth. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we've got Michelle Braddy. She's Plymouth's Commissioner of Health and Human Services. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, sure. Could you give us an update on the status of this dangerous mosquito-borne illness, Triple E, as it relates to the town of Plymouth?
Absolutely. So in regards to Triple E in Plymouth, Plymouth has been designated a high-risk status community by the Department of Public Health. This is after mosquitoes continue to test positive in the area for Triple E and after a horse tested positive for the virus in Plymouth. We are the only town in Massachusetts to have an animal test positive, so therefore they were prudent in raising our status too high for risk.
Could you, and so many, I think a lot of people, they hear Triple E, but they don't realize, or maybe just don't know, how serious this can be if you get it.
Absolutely. It is rare, of course, but it is serious and potentially fatal. 30% roughly of those that contract Triple E through the meningitis have a fatality rate of 30%. That's high. We take it very seriously. Again, rare, but definitely something that the Department of Public Health, the state of Massachusetts, and the town of Plymouth take seriously.
Now, they did begin doing some spraying this week. I think it was on Tuesday. Is that continuing now?
So the Department of Public Health, in regards to the high-risk status, made a decision over the weekend to execute aerial spraying in the town of Plymouth and some other surrounding towns. They did complete that spraying in Plymouth on Tuesday evening. They will evaluate moving forward the effectiveness of that, and if there are determinations to respray or continue that aerial spraying, they'll make those determinations, but they're considering the aerial spray completed in Plymouth.
Now, are Plymouth town parks and fields still closed right now, dusk to dawn?
Correct. They are closed dusk to dawn.
And do you have any idea how long they'll continue that?
So we're told that essentially the first hard frost is when that risk factor becomes less. Of course, we will always look at Department of Public Health advice. They will continue to test mosquitoes. If for some reason they determine that our risk level lowers from high to, say, moderate or lower, we certainly will follow their recommendations on lifting some of that those restrictions that we put in place.
And just one more question. I know a lot. We give a lot of advice about, you know, wearing long sleeve clothes and spray repellents, et cetera. Do you have any additional tips for people to avoid getting bitten by a mosquito?
Yeah, we again, Christine, we closed our parks and public parks and fields as a precaution from dusk to dawn because that is, again, the most, that's the highest time of bite exposure. We know that our residents are going to take good care of themselves in other areas. To your point, insect repellent is key. Insect repellent with DEET. Avoiding taking a walk in your neighborhood from peak times, from dusk to dawn, when mosquitoes are out. Removing freestanding water from properties, I think, is one that people don't really think of. If you have a bird bath and you certainly want to, you know, help the birds. But during dusk to dawn peak hours, you don't want standing water on your property. That does attract mosquitoes. And as you said, wearing long sleeves, long pants, and socks to minimize skin exposure would be key.
Well, you've given us some good information here. We appreciate that. Again, this is Michelle Braddy. She's Plymouth's Commissioner of Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
You too.